Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Monday, October the 18th. It's National Beard Free Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Hair Salon, where their barbers will always give you the full treatment. They never take the shortcut. As always, let's start with Sir. Is razor sharp wet? And the weather?
Well, a magnificent Monday indeed. Currently 9 degrees, working our way up to a high of only 12 today. Looks like the rain has stopped, and we should get a mix of sun and cloud throughout the day. Warmer temperatures on their way. And I'd like to do this random daily shout-out to companies that contractually allow men to grow their beards. It's a thing. They call it the Santa Clause.
Oh, well done, sir. Well, National Beard Free Day celebrates the clean-shaven among us. You know, the smoother the face, the bigger the celebration. But like sir, I had a goatee at one time. At first, I wasn't really digging it, but after a few months, it really grew on me. But I gotta say, sir, yours is at the optimal length. If it gets any longer, though, things are gonna get a little hairy. When I got rid of mine, I remember there was a huge number of customers, a big lineup outside the shop to get a haircut. It was a bit of a barbecue at the time. And after they took care of me, I went out and tried to get some aftershave, but they were sold out. They were out of order. Well, gents, you know, as our hair thins, I'm not sure about you guys, but I've been putting some thought into, you know, as my hairline recedes, what to do. I'm not sure, but it's really good to plan ahead.
Just trying to grow a beard, you know, again, balding men and teens with that beard issue, every hair counts.
Oh gosh, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Are you digging out the old classic shaving cream?
I am digging out the old classic shaving cream, but you know what? If you had told me when I started working here in 2017, Mark looks completely different. Like, I'm looking at Mark now, and I'm like, but wait, Mark had a low buzz cut and no facial hair.
And a suit.
We need a side by side.
Be keeping you.
Yeah, no, we should do it. We should do another like post-COVID staff photo like we did. Like, then everybody will go like, oh my, oh wow, COVID
part. Side by side.
Pandemic done, you guys.
Completely different, like completely different. But yes, I'm gonna do shaving cream. Funniest thing, I didn't even know there was an original version. I always knew the Fabulous Five version, which is the reggae version. I didn't even know, because I was like, Benny Bell, who's that? Why did he cover the Fabulous Five's version of shaving cream? Meanwhile, they covered his song. So I think when I was reading this song, I think it was from like the 40s or the 50s. So at the time, it would have been very risque. Because for those of you that know the song, I'll read the first verse and you get the joke. I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of
shaving cream.
Yeah. That would, back then, you know, that would have been very, very, very bad and naughty. But now it's just funny, you know? But I swear to you, I thought the Fabulous Five version was the only version. So, if you want a little bit of a laugh today, listen to Shaving Cream. You can do the Benny Bell version, but honestly, the Fab Five version is really good. Did you know that it wasn't just them that sang it?
No, I didn't know. No.
I'm like, who's Benny Bell and why is he singing? And then I'm looking at the years and I said, oh, he came first. So it's his song. Yeah. So yeah, so that's the song for today, Shaving.
Excellent. What a great, I'm going to dig up both of those versions. You know what? We should have a playlist of all these great songs. I think if you put it on iTunes, it might be a really big hit.
You know what number we're at? We are at number 233.
Well, we better divide it into times a day. So we got our playlist, our, you know, lunchtime mellow.
Exactly.
The evening storm or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Our first entry in the comedy section.
I mean, I have all the songs. It's just like, how do you decide what goes together? Because they're so different, you know? But yeah.
All right. What a great fun tune. Hey, Venturo, great advice to really sit and chill on the weekend. Took full advantage of that, let me tell you. Some huge naps. Oh, my goodness gracious. It is time for Ventures with Venturo. What have you got for us today?
It's Monday. As usual, I have some motivation for you guys, but let me start with a question. Can you tell me, guys, what percentage of people actually stick to their New Year's resolution? Do you have any idea? It's just a guesstimate.
5%.
For how long?
Yeah.
I think 100%.
For the year. Which year?
So, and any given year, Paul.
I'm gonna say
1%. So I did some checks. It says it's giving me a range like something from 5 to 8% of people actually stick to their New Year's resolution. Which is that's not good at all, because you're so excited when you're making those plans, right? And the funny thing is that a lot of people, they're going on well with the New Year's resolution, and then they just at some point they stop. And that brings me to the quote for today. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to succeed when they gave up. And that's from Thomas Edison. So go back, brush off those New Year's resolutions if you threw them away, and get back working on it. And I just finish up by saying this. I can't see myself without my little beard. In fact, my little one tells me all the time that if I ever shaved off my beard, I would look like my bigger brother. And she's not happy about that. So.
You would look like
this. Well, let's not make that a resolution then. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Venture, I don't know if you realize that out of the 8% to keep their resolution, 90% of those are pathological liars. But other than that,
all right, great quote, Thomas Edison, great quote master and inventor. Beautiful. All right, it is Monday. Time for Monday's mystery.
Yeah, I was FaceTiming my friend last night. He said that he had shaved 10 times that day, and he had this like big long beard longer than Mark's. Then I remembered he's a barber.
Quick and dirty.
Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Monday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.